Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. South Sudan's government said it will present to its national legislature on Tuesday the peace agreement that was signed last month between the government and rebels loyal to former Vice President Riek Machar to end nearly 2 years of conflict. The country's information minister said after receiving the document, the legislature will set up committees to study and propose a final resolution on the adoption of the agreement. The rebels have already said they are likely to ratify the agreement Tuesday. At least 12 police officers have been killed in eastern Turkey. Dorian Jones has details in this report from Istanbul.
State media reports say the officers were killed when a roadside bomb hit the minibus carrying them to their morning shift at a border post in eastern Turkey. The suspected PKK attack comes as some 40 Turkish jets pounded Kurdish rebel bases for a second night, both in Turkey and neighboring northern Iraq. The airstrikes were in retaliation for Sunday's PKK attack that killed 16 Turkish soldiers. On Monday, Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu promised not to let up in the battle against the Kurdish rebels, who've been fighting for autonomy in southeastern Turkey.
O dağlar o teröristlerden temizlenecek. Ne olursa olsun
The Prime Minister said, whatever happens, these terrorists must be wiped out from the mountains. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Congressional review of the international agreement on Iran's nuclear program enters its final stretch Tuesday as U.S. lawmakers return from a month-long recess. Congress has until September 17th to review the terms and vote for or against. And while the outcome appears increasingly certain, there is intrigue on how the process will play out. VOA News.